After much talk on Capitol Hill about stopping President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq, today senators introduced several specific proposals. One is a bipartisan resolution opposing a troop buildup. Another calls for putting conditions on funding Iraq's military. Yet another Senate proposal calls for capping the number of American forces in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Some of the most senior members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee unveiled a resolution today that could set off an epic showdown on the Senate floor over who knows best what's needed for Iraq. The resolution states that, quote, it is not in the national interests of the United States to deepen its military involvement in Iraq, particularly by escalating U.S. troop presence in Iraq. That's a direct rebuke of President Bush's plan to send another 21,500 troops there. Foreign Relations Chair Joseph Biden, who's also a presidential candidate, declared such a resolution the beginning of congressional resistance to the Bush plan.
The first and most important immediate step is to get something done that we can get done and done quickly, and that is send a message to the president, which I respectfully suggest will generate from the public at large overwhelming support for what we're attempting to do, and they will make it known to the president and members of Congress as well that they support this approach.
And as Biden noted, it's a bipartisan approach. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel, who too is a presidential hopeful, helped draft the resolution and said it was he who pushed his Democratic colleagues to get it done.
I will do everything I can to stop the president's policy as he outlined it on Wednesday night. I think it is dangerously irresponsible to continue to put American lives in the middle of a clearly defined tribal sectarian civil war is wrong.
But while most Senate Democrats and some Republicans are expected to endorse the non-binding resolution, some say it won't get the job done. Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd, yet another presidential candidate, offered his own proposal today that would cap the number of troops in Iraq at the current level and require congressional approval for more troops.
And it says to people, if you agree with this, we'll debate this and vote on it. If you disagree with it, you'll have the opportunity to that as well, rather than just signing a sense of the Senate resolution that would go down with a message that we'd prefer the president didn't take this step, where the president's already indicated in public commentary that he has no intention to really listen to the Congress on this issue, intends to go forward with it. We thought this was a better way to proceed.
And New York Democrat Hillary Clinton, who's mulling a presidential run herself, had her own proposal today. Just back from a trip to Iraq, Clinton also called for a cap on troop levels. But she called, too, for Congress to condition the funds it approves that go to Iraq's security forces.
It would require certification that the security forces were free of sectarian and militia influence and were assuming greater responsibility for Iraqi security. I do not support cutting funding for American troops, but I do support cutting funding for Iraqi forces if the Iraqi government does not meet set conditions.
Arizona Republican John McCain, still another presidential contender who supports President Bush's Iraq plan, dismissed both the resolution and the proposals to cap the number of troops.
If you oppose the policy, then cut off the funding. That's the power of the purse, what's the Congress has the power to do, and they did it during Vietnam, and I do not support, I think it's not intellectually honest to say you're going to Iraq to fight and risk your life, and we don't support what you're doing, but we support you. That's a contradiction that's hard to reconcile.
McCain's support for the troop buildup in Iraq is drawing fire from anti-war activists. Today, the group MoveOn.org started running this TV ad in Iowa and New Hampshire.
It's John McCain's idea to send tens of thousands more soldiers to Iraq and to keep them there with no timeline for bringing them home. The McCain plan to escalate, going from bad to worse.
In a sign there are concerns the president's support may be eroding, Republicans from both the House and Senate were called to the White House today to hear Mr. Bush or his aides make the case for his Iraq plan. The Senate debate on blocking it could begin next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.